I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Congress seeks to hold Nigeria accountable for growing Christian persecution. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa has approved a measure urging President Donald Trump to impose sanctions on the Nigerian government. A report from the Observatory for Religious Freedom in Africa says Nigeria has been the deadliest country for Christians in recent years, with tens of thousands killed by terrorists between 2019 and 2023. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the reality is the Nigerian government hasn't taken steps to protect persecuted Christians in the north. And so I think they do deserve to be painted as complicit in what is happening there.
Ask God to strengthen the persecuted Nigerian church in faithfulness. And it's been a difficult 4 months for one U.S.-based freedom ministry. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says, November 21st, 2024 was a great day for the ministry's former global director, Dave McIntyre. He learned that over 100 students at Set Free's Christian High School in East Africa wanted to get baptized.
The next day he died. Very unexpectedly from some complications with diabetes.
Grief-stricken, yet determined to carry on, the team decided to hold baptisms for the students as planned in March 2025. Earlier this month, McIntyre's adult children traveled with the Set Free team to see their father's work in East Africa. McIntyre's youngest daughter led the way as dozens of East African youth and some onlookers took a public stand for Jesus.
It was quite beautiful to see Dave's legacy live on, not only through his own daughter, but also through 177 youth at Light Academy.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.